This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, specializing in knockdown and installations of your warehouse equipment. They also sell used forklifts and dock equipment, largest used rack inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Call Eddie right now, 305-887-9212, Pallet Rack City.
By the way, I did finish Tiger King, and that is one hell of a program. Again, I'm not sure if I should really talk about, you know, the craziness of it and the specifics and my opinions, because I know it's really popular and people are seeing it. So I don't know if I should be spoiling it or anything, you know?
No, you don't want to be that guy. But I could say some friends on Facebook and stuff like that have made some comments, and some of them are like, no, can't do it. Just ridiculous. Like, forget about it.
It's not. Yeah. I said it yesterday.
It's not for everyone.
It's not a great show. It's not a great show. It's just a great train wreck, is what it is. And we love train wrecks in this country, so that's why a lot of people are watching it, because they're into the train wreck. Cardi B, by the way,
before you change, let me ask you: if we weren't in the situation we're at right now, you know what I mean? Lack of other avenues for entertainment. Would this thing have the following in the talk, the energy that it's created, it would normally have.
It would have some talk.
Some talk, but not to the level.
Well, because we have no time. We have time on our hands.
So it's a timing thing is helping this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Cardi B put out that she wanted to set up a GoFundMe account for Tiger King, for Joe Exotic. And for his defense, because, you know, whatever. I don't know what I should say or not say or whatever, but anyway, so the guy, you know, is in jail. Okay, I gotta say,
you're messing up people here that want to watch it.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much I can do. You know what I mean? But anyway, so she tweeted out. She goes, about to start a GoFundMe account for Joe. He shall be free. So it's Cardi B. And not that I like Cardi B or anything like that, or listen to her crappy music, if you can even call that music. But obviously it went viral because enough people follow her, enough people are watching the Tiger King. And so then she tweets out, oh my God, with like, you know, shouting faces. I was just playing. I do love him though. And he definitely needed better representation. And then she puts, here, kitty, kitty. You know, there on the whole thing. So she was kind of having fun with the whole Joe Exotic thing. And it kind of went viral also because Cardi B. I got to tell you, man, it is a strange bunch of characters. And they're all guilty and twisted in their own ways for all kinds of things. Again, it's not great acting because it's actually real life. It's not this incredible show or anything. It is an incredible plot twist, okay? But it is also a ginormous train wreck, okay? Not a miniature one, not a small one, but a big-ass train wreck. And that's kind of what it is. Train wrecks, dysfunctional, we're really, you know, we're all in this society for that. You know, hey, if we can watch a train wreck, we're all in this country. It's weird like that. But anyway, I just saw that, and I saw Cardi B wanted to do a GoFundMe page. Listen, I will say this. You got plenty of time on your hands right now. If you have Netflix, it's worth it. It's worth it. It's entertaining. That I'll give you. Again, nothing that you're going to sit back and you're going to go, wow, you know, this ranks right up there, even though it's a movie, with Shawshank Redemption or something. You know, it's not going to be something that memorable. But train wreck wise, it might be. I will say that. But yeah, I thought that was kind of funny of Cardi B trying to start, or at least, you know, talking about starting a a GoFundMe page.
Well, you said she rescinded, that she was just
No, she was just joking. She was just throwing it out there to have a little fun with it. That's all she was doing. Nothing else.